This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Morning. Coming up on 7 past the hour on the DJV show. We got the V for you, but everybody else is gone. Doug is off to Ireland, and along with Victoria Jones, who you hear on the Talk Radio Countdown show here on the weekends. But we've got Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and myself, Rich McFadden, who sits in regularly for Doug. Just kind of get to hang out with you. I dig that. It's fun. Thank you. So,
well, thanks for hanging with us. Well, we don't get to talk to you enough anymore.
These early morning stuff, man, you can hear my gravelly voice. I'm not used to it anymore.
I know. You're a lightweight.
And I like it. All right. So let's jump right into it because I don't care about the chit chat. Let's see what's going on that affects everybody around here. And so let's see what's trending, Victoria. What is trending?
Well, the city of Chicago is definitely trending for today. There's so much going on.
What a mess.
First of all, today Chicago will make history. It will become the nation's largest U.S. city to elect a black woman as a mayor, and that will be either former federal prosecutor Lori Lightfoot or Cook County Board President Tony Preckwinkle. They are the two. They were the top two vote getters in the first round of voting in February.
Sounds like a TV sitcom, Lightfoot and Preckwinkle.
I know, right?
Actually, Preckwinkle and Lightfoot. Yeah. Or a band.
So, no candidate actually won an outright majority in the first round, so then it was left with Lightfoot and Preckwinkle squaring off today in the mayoral race.
Name of my new band.
I know, right? Now, Lori Lightfoot has never been elected to office, and she had actually worked for Rahm Emanuel and Richard Daley, the two former mayors. They appointed her to serve on high-level positions on police accountability panels. So that leads me to the second story of why Chicago is trending. Uh-huh. There are a lot of protests happening, and in this all is sort of surrounding the Jussie Smollett case, how the prosecution handled it, how the police department handled the investigation, the leaks that were kind of came from everywhere, some misinformation that came out, and so there's an internal investigation that's happening within the Chicago Police Department. Now, on top of that, because these 16 felony counts against Jussie Smollett were just sort of miraculously dropped, the FBI is investigating why the Chicago Police Department and the prosecutor's office just let this go. He had 16 felony counts, and then you just let that go. It's very suspicious. And so Chicago has protests. They have pro-police unions protesting against people who are protesting. Everybody's protesting. So we'll see how this all shakes out, if a new mayor can actually make a dent in this. As I said, the Lori Lightfoot has actually worked on police accountability panels. That maybe that gives her a little more insight into how this works. But having Tony Preckwinkle be the Cook County Board President, she also is aware of things that are going on within the city and especially within the police department. So good luck to the city of Chicago because you guys need it.
The city has been corrupt since day one, man. It's not going to change. It's always some people manage it better than others. But I mean, that city's just been, there's just corruption from the top down. It's just the way it works there. It's like Jersey.
It's unfortunate. It's a beautiful city.
Yeah.
Well, Jersey's not as corrupt as it used to be. Chris Christie kind of like wanted everyone to believe that he was like the last of the Sopranos. He was not.
Right.
It's not. But if you want to talk about real corruption, yes, Chicago is on the list. But I'm always amazed that little Providence, Rhode Island, always is in the top five.
Yeah, what's going on with that? How does Providence?
That's my favorite. I love American history, and my family literally was one of the first settling families in Rhode Island in the 1600s.
Right.
And I'm always sort of intrigued by Rhode Island history. But when Buddy Cianci took office as mayor, he was It went to a whole new level of corruption. And this is a guy who had like 98 counts of racketeering, and he went to jail. Then he came back. He got reelected as mayor. And then he had his pasta sauce. Like, you couldn't drive through Rhode Island without seeing Buddy Cianci's pasta sauce. And it's like him on the jar, you know, holding another jar of sauce. It amazes me. Little Providence, Rhode Island.
Down here in Baltimore, we've got a little bit of a...
Oh, Baltimore, you've got a lot of corruption, too.
You got a lot of... The mayor just took an indefinite leave of absence. Indefinite.
What happened? I saw that headline, but I didn't read more into it.
She says, and apparently she's had pneumonia, and that her doctors, you know, she hadn't been able to kick the pneumonia, and that her doctors are saying that you need to, you know, just take time for your health. Well, that's cool. Great. Please do that. But then also at the same time, she's being the governor of Maryland is asking, Larry Hogan is asking for her to be investigated because apparently she wrote a children's book. That's nice, right? Yeah. Everybody like to write a nice children's book to help children read and everything. Well, apparently she, through her office, was able to get the schools to buy like 4,500 copies of the book.
Oh.
And then also was able to get Kaiser Permanente to buy like 8,000 copies of the book, just before Kaiser Permanente was awarded a state contract or a city contract.
Interesting timing.
Right, yeah. So she's like, you know what? I'm not feeling well. I think I need to take a little leave of absence indefinitely.
I need to go and spend some of my money that I just made.
Yeah, Baltimore's been kind of a, you know, it's a blue-collar town that's definitely got, not as much as it used to be, but it's definitely got some corruption going on in it, so they'll figure that out. So.
Yeah.
All right, speaking of corruption, let's head south of Chicago and south of Baltimore and Providence, Rhode Island, and let's head down to the border where the White House is considering appointing an immigrant, and I love when they use this term, I love it. Immigration czar. Like we're Russia all of a sudden.
I know.
So they want to appoint an immigration czar, and they wanted to oversee the administration's efforts to contain and manage a surge of migrants coming across the border. Now, this is nothing new. I mean, we've had to deal with this forever and a day. Certainly, it's spiking right now to where the levels of immigration are back up to where they were in the Obama years, and a little bit less still than where they were in, like, I think the 80s, where they had 100,000 a month coming over. Now it's like at 60,000. But the real dilemma here is everybody that comes across, it used to be where it was just single men coming across the border, and the immigration police would just pick them up, stamp their paperwork, and out you go, right? So now they've kind of wisened up, and people are bringing the whole family. So here's the kids, the wife in tow. Everybody's coming across, and they seek asylum. All right. Once you say, I'm seeking asylum, you are automatically granted the ability to be heard in the United States Court of Law. Well, how long does that take? 2 to 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have the ability to track you, house you, feed you, take care of you, whatever it is. So they basically just stamp your paperwork, track you as far as, okay, you came into the country, and...
Yeah, we have a note of that, but...
And let you go.
Beyond that, yeah.
And then you're in the country legally. And that's it. And my wife and I were just talking about this the other day, because she's obviously an immigrant that came from South America and works with, as a liaison to one of the local elementary schools, with the people who come over who are immigrants and their children need services. And she's just like, you know, there are people who are legit. Okay, these people are really legit. They need help.
Yes.
They're honest, they're earnest, and they want to do the right thing. And then there's the ones who use the system. And she says there are people that just come across and say, all right, how do I get my Medicare? How do I get my Social Security? How do I get my medical benefits for my kids? How do I get the free lunches? And they come into the country already knowing. Somebody's told them this is what you do. And they come fully prepared to work the system. And so if we need an immigration czar, so be it. But somebody's got to get a handle on that and chain migration. Because the other thing that you see all the time is, I'm 7 months pregnant. You can't send me back. So.
Wow.
All right. So anyway, there's your corruption segment for the morning. Isn't that happy? That's fun, right? Chicago should be interested. We'll keep an eye on that, see what's going on there. All right, so it's 16 past the hour on the DJV show.
This is what Flo from Progressive sounds like in one of our many hilarious commercials.
Hi, did you know that you can get a quote on your motorcycle insurance in under 3 minutes at Progressive.com? And did you know that saying hi makes even bad news sound good? Hi, you have high cholesterol. Hi, you're fine.
And this is what that same commercial sounds like on your motorcycle.
Hi, there's so much pain.
Even our commercials sound better on a bike. And with basic policy starting at $75 a year, Progressive helps keep you on yours. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
A new poll says more Americans approve of President Trump than they do the big media. That's why millions are tuning in to Newsmax TV, America's new conservative channel. On Newsmax TV, see Bill O'Reilly, Pat Buchanan, Alan Dershowitz, Mike Reagan, and more. Bill O'Reilly's No Spin News Show is on Newsmax TV. Get it on DirecTV Channel 349, Xfinity 1115, Dish 216, UVerse 1220, Fios 615, and Spectrum. Newsmax TV. Real news for real people.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
17 past the hour on the DJV show, and I spoke a little too quickly. The D of the DJV is back, so we actually have Victoria Keelan and Doug Steffen calling in from Ireland. Dudley, how's your accommodation so far?
I should have been the one to do 17 past the hour. That's my job.
Right, it's your job, but
DJV program.
You're slacking.
Settle down, boys.
You're slacking. You're not here in the studio.
Let's hear more info rather than who gets to say the time.
Here is the situation. I'm on the coast, the east coast of Ireland. Now, I've been here before, but we more or less settle in on the big cities. So this trip is going to be all around the outskirts of the island. And the Ireland. It's the Ireland. It kind of works. That's pretty good. And the first thing that impresses me about being here is how green they are, Victoria. The Irish are very, very focused on being green. They are. I got this chat from the fellow who
brought me. Oh, you mean green as in eco-friendly, not just.
Yeah, yeah.
But the first thing that shocks everyone when they land in Ireland is how green the grass and everything is all year long. That's why they call it the Emerald Isle. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're in the bog country. This is farming country, bog country. This is fishing country. I'm right on the coast. And we were just talking about how the carbon footprint is a focus here, and the farmers are not happy because around here they cut the peat bogs up, they dry them, and that's what they use for fuel. But they've tried to get them away from that, so the government is paying them not to cut up the bogs and to use it as fuel, but to come up with other things. Now, the only other thing they have around here is they're beginning to put in a lot of solar, and they're beginning to put in windmills, wind towers, if you will. But it's really it's so interesting to compare and contrast the old Ireland. I'm talking about old Ireland and new Ireland as they develop new techniques. We're in this old hotel. And right up the street.
Are you in Dublin? Where are you now?
No, I'm south. I'm in a rather small town that is south of Shannon, about 80 miles.
Then you're not on the
east
coast.
No, I'm on the west coast.
Yeah, you're on the west coast.
I'm on the west coast. Okay, whatever. I haven't looked at a map yet.
Which is beautiful out there. Lots of farmland out there. It's gorgeous.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, fabulous farmland. And something that I really enjoy, you know, the whole atmosphere is something I know I'm going to enjoy while I'm here. We're going to Fitz's Bar tonight. And we're going to O'Connell's for.
I'm jealous already.
Richie will be having, All right. So I'll check in with you from time to time as I can.
And do me a favor.
21 after the hour.
Hit the pubs and drink a beer for me. And yes, it is 21 past the hour. And we'll keep checking in with Dudley throughout the rest of the week on the DJV show.
A Age-related macular degeneration is a leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Everybody's always amazed. Like, the Rolling Stones, think about it. Think of another band who has performed as long as they have. And yeah, maybe The Who. They're still out there, but not
but
to the extent.
But The Who broke up for a long time.
Stones have been consistent.
Yeah.
And not only that, they just keep touring. I mean, you know you're going to... I saw the Stones Farewell Tour in like 1999, right?
Farewell Tour. This is like 27 of
right.
them.
Right. So now Mick ends up, he's going to, they've got this big tour scheduled, and last week it comes out that Mick, that they're going to have to postpone the tour for some health reasons, and now this morning we're finding out why. It looks like Mick has to have a stent put in, which, thank God, is a pretty routine procedure, and he should be back up and running within a few weeks. But they're going to say, you know what, let's just hold back here just a little bit, make sure that everything's good, so let's just keep the tour postponed.
Well, he is 75, so
that's
there's
what I
that.
Find amazing.
I know. It is kind of incredible.
It's amazing. All of the guys.
The amount of dancing around on the stage he does, especially.
Right.
You know?
Right. But, just the drugs that they've done over the years. I mean, look at Keith.
Yeah.
Keith is just...
I was telling the girls earlier this morning, my favorite, the Post, the New York Post is kind of known for their headlines.
Right.
And so the one that I opened up this morning, as Mick Jagger heads for heart surgery, Keith Richards continues to defy the odds. And then they list everything that has gone wrong in Keith's life. Now, Mick Jagger, of course, he's known for healthy living. He's got this like insane fitness regimen. He eats an organic diet. He uses $1,000 skin cream. And then there's Keith Richards.
Right.
So he's, of course, he's had lots of problems with cocaine and heroin. He kicked both of those habits. But then they start listing, and I never knew this. He survived Nazi bombing raids growing up in World War II London. He was nearly electrocuted on stage in 1965. He woke up to flames after he set his bed on fire with a cigarette in 1971.
Oh, my God.
Then he accidentally dosed himself with strychnine-laced cocaine a few years after that. And then the biggest health scare. In 2006, he had a blood clot removed from his brain, and then it was a year after that that he famously snorted his father's ashes that was cut with cocaine.
Right.
And yet Keith is still totally fine.
Yeah, it's amazing. And smokes like Pittsburgh, man. I mean, that guy he's a chain smoker. It's unbelievable. But you know what? It's thank God for rock and roll, and thank God for the Rolling Stones, because I can't imagine a world without the Rolling Stones. And you know it's coming.
Yeah.
You know? They're not going to be out there at 81 still touring. You know it's coming. So this is...
You never know, but...
Right. This could be the farewell tour. You never know.
Now, the good news is, because I have actually friends at different parts of the country who have tickets for the No Filter tour, and they were really bummed when they canceled the tour. But the good news is they are already starting to reschedule the 14 North American stadium dates. So the only one that they're not going to be able to do is Jazz Fest, and that's on May 2nd. So their Jazz Fest is actually looking for a replacement act. They haven't made any announcements yet.
I have friends who bought tickets for Jazz. Never been to Jazz Fest. I mean, I've been for 20 years in a row, and I'm not going this year. I have friends who bought tickets for Jazz Fest this year just for, and then they got Stones tickets at Jazz Fest. It was an additional $180 to get a Jazz Fest ticket for the Stones. And they have friends flying in from London to go to the show.
Oh, that's a bummer.
And you're just like,
the only good news is it might be McCartney and Ringo filling in.
Maybe. There was talk of some Beatles showing up, so that would be awesome. That would be epic. But could you imagine seeing the Rolling Stones with Ringo and Paul?
That'd be epic.
I'd do anything. I'd do anything. All right, speaking of anything, it's 28 past the hour, and it's time for us to do anything and everything on the DJV show.
Is your back a problem? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest of tasks seem impossible? I got some great news for you. Purity Products has the Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula is what it's called. It'll get you on track. They want you to try it free. That's right, free! The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, joint support that you absolutely have to have. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after starting on this formula, I noticed a big difference. I'm walking better, enjoying life, and now you can do it as well. Purity Products has your back, the ultimate lower back relief formula. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you can have your free bottle. Get it now. Just pay shipping. Call 800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula, yours for the asking at 800-291-4180.
Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs, super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code that sells you 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A second woman accusing former Vice President Joe Biden of inappropriate behavior. This time it's Amy Lapos of Milford, Connecticut, who says the incident happened in 2009.
He just, slid his hands behind my neck and pulled me close, and our noses touched, and then he rubbed noses with me for, 10 seconds, 15 seconds. He was saying something to me, I don't remember what.
Lapos says she doesn't believe it was sexual, but she suggests it did cross a line with her. A Nevada woman's come forward to accuse Biden of smelling her hair and kissing her head during a campaign event back in 2014. President Trump's to visit the U.S.-Mexico border on Friday. The White House says he'll be checking out a newly completed section of the border wall. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Busy.
Oh, yeah, we know. We'll just tell everybody. Rich is busy looking up Jennifer Lopez in a bikini.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no. All right, so that's my recommendation of the morning. Go to Instagram and see Jennifer Lopez in a pink bikini. It's 34 past the hour on the DJV show. Welcome to, what's today, Tuesday morning? Glad you could be here. Hey, interesting. I've always had this kind of outlook on social media. I mean, right now it's pretty good because I got Jennifer Lopez on Instagram in a bikini. So that's pretty cool. You got that going for me, right? But there's so much good that comes from social media, I think. It brings people together. I get to talk with family. I was going back and forth on Facebook with my cousin this morning because there was a fire in an apartment building that my aunt lives in, so I was making sure she's okay. And it's just like, it's boom. And I get to talk with friends from the third grade who I used to live with, you know, on the same street and everything. It's all really cool. And have friends from, you know, all over the show that for 20 years that we've been talking to and never met. It's really neat. And then there's the other side of social media. media, right? Where attitudes get misinterpreted and fights start out and political arguments for stupid things that you're never going to change somebody's opinion on. And then
just the trolls who are just mean.
And the trolls.
And who fat shame women and and baby shame moms. And, you know, it's mommy shaming is a huge thing on social media, which I am not a mother. I don't understand it. I don't understand why anyone would care how another parent is parenting, but whatever. It's a big thing. Mommy shaming is a huge thing. And then there's just, you know, if you're a celebrity, I was reading an article recently, I forget who it was. Maybe it was Laura Dern, someone like that. And she basically said, you know, there's this wonderful kind of movement of anti-bullying right now, especially cyberbullying.
Yeah.
But it doesn't extend to celebrities. Celebrities are like the last sort of wild, wild west. Anyone can do anything. You can say whatever you want about a celebrity. You can troll someone. You can, you know, Jenny Garth posted a picture yesterday with Tori Spelling. I thought Jenny Garth looked beautiful, but yet everybody jumped all over her. Oh, Jenny, you don't need so much Botox. And it's like, would you ever say that to someone in real life?
Exactly.
Like, of course not.
Exactly.
And it's just crazy that people have so much license.
See,
they feel
that's
so
my
empowered.
Thing. That's my thing. If you sit behind a keyboard and think you're protected, you are crazy. And not only that, but you're stupid. I would never say anything to anybody online that I wouldn't say to them in their face.
Right, me neither. Right.
That's the respect I have for other humans.
Yeah.
In that if I'm gonna talk smack to you, I would do it to your face.
Right.
And so generally, I don't. You know, I mean, I may disagree with somebody online about something, but I keep it respectful. And
yeah,
at a certain point,
you're not going to get into like a, you know,
right when it escalates, I just go, you know what, this isn't going to help anybody. At this level, and it's a low level where I bail. I just go, this is going to go nowhere. I'm not going to get into this. Let's just agree to disagree and move on. But it gets bigger than that. Police departments around the country are having to deal with the implications of social media now as well.
Yep.
And they think that this rapper murder that happened the other day with the guy whose name I have to ask you about.
Nipsey Hussle,
obviously a play on the comic and poet from the 70s, 60s and 70s, Nipsey Russell.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's kind of cool that he, you know, pays homage to Nipsey Russell through that. But they think that social media might have had a play in this guy's murder. How is that?
It's interesting because the New York Post is actually reporting now, and there have been a lot of rumors as to, was this just a drive-by gang hit? Was this the larger conspiracy that Jennifer was telling us about earlier this morning, was that in L.A. there was a documentary that Nipsey Hussle was somehow involved with that centered on a doctor who claimed to have the cure for AIDS, and then he mysteriously died, and now there's Big Pharma could be involved, and they were the ones who issued the hit, and all the, which, to me, that sounds a little bit out there.
No, I believe that.
I actually thought that this was much more of a gang thing, because Nipsey Hussle, I don't know his music, I do not follow him at all, but reading into his life, he is from L.A., and he was 33 years old, and he was once in a gang, and turned his life around, made a lot of money for himself, you know, as a rapper and producer, and he went back and stayed in his community. He didn't move to Beverly Hills, he went back and stayed in the L.A. community where he lived, where he grew up. Now, he was shot and killed while standing in front.
Mistake number
one. Well, but, you know, he was shot and killed in front of, he owned a clothing store called Marathon Clothing in Hyde Park, and it's a section of Los Angeles, and that's where he and two other people were standing when a guy drove by and shot all three of them. The other two people survived. Nipsey obviously did not. And so, now the LAPD they've come forward, and the chief of police there, I don't know if it's Michael or Michelle Moore, it's M-I-C-H-E-L, it could be either way. Anyway, the chief there has made a note how social media was one of the biggest issues that they wanted to deal with, and that Nipsey was scheduled for a meeting with police this week, and that it was about how to clean up gang violence and how to help the kids in the neighborhood, and he had apparently given back to his community quite extensively, and the chief of police said, we see social media as an absolute driving force of violence, and social media allows an attitude of disrespect. It gets settled on the street, and the chief went on and said, Nipsey tragically lost his life throughout the years. As he fostered success in his music career, he chose, rather than to leave, but he chose to come back and reinvest. He reinvested in the community, and he tried to address the various underpinnings that fostered this environment. So he is getting a lot of praise from the police and from local community organizers, saying that, you know, he really was trying to do the right thing.
Well, that's good.
Why would someone go after him? And so now the latest is that they don't believe that it's gang-related. They believe that this was a personal beef. So the guy whose name is hilariously Eric Holder, he's the suspect that the cops say. I don't know if they've caught him yet, but he's been trending all morning. He is a black male in his 20s, and they are looking for him. And so they're trying to figure out what exactly their connection is. But it's sad when you realize, like, all the extra layers to this. You know, someone trying to do well by their community, and to just have this kind of horrible, tragic ending. It's very sad. And the fact that social media has played a part in this, it makes it worse.
Well, one thing you see is that when you go to change any community, there's somebody that likes it the way it is because they are benefiting from what
exactly.
They've got. Or they're jealous.
If you clean up the neighborhood, I had said to Karen,
somebody
I was
loses.
Talking about this earlier, I said, to me, my first thought was, this is someone who's like the local drug kingpin who took him down or ordered the hit.
Right.
Because if you're going to clean up the neighborhood, that means you're going to get rid of the drugs, too.
Right. Exactly.
And so that's kind of what I thought. Yeah, that's where I went with it. I didn't think it was necessarily gang-related, but I thought it was drug-related for sure. But we'll see. They're still investigating.
It's such a big problem. I mean, it's, you know, my brother's a cop in the inner city in Washington D.C. and you know, when he went in 20 some years ago, he was like, you know, I can make a difference, this just happens over the years. It is what it is, and there's only so much you can do. And sure, I can change my little corner of it right here, but the system needs to be changed at a higher level than he was at, and it just he tries, but it's just, you know, it's a tough situation. So, but you know, hopefully whatever this guy did there, well, they will continue, and maybe despite whoever it is that did this, they will be able to make some progress and get it going. The whole social media thing, you know, I'm torn. There are these things that should bring us together, you know, and sometimes don't. Religion is a social thing. To me, one of the beauties of religion is the community aspect of it. Okay, yeah, sure, you go to worship and, you know, everything every week, and that's great. But the community aspect of it, whenever people attack, like Doug might attack organized religion, and I say, you know what, if people get together to try and further a goal or work together on a combined effort, that to me is always a good thing, as long as the end goal is something good. You're not Hitler or something like that. And the same with social media. You bring people together, and you would think, okay, we're exposed to other people, other cultures, other ideas, other this, and it should be a good thing. And you come to realize that no matter what, there's always going to be, and it's the light and the dark, the good and the bad, the evil and the good, there's always going to be a flip side. It's always the seesaw effect, and you've just got to make sure to try and keep it on the light side, the good side, as opposed to the dark side. And it's just, it's frustrating because you see so many things that religion and social media and just everybody exchanging ideas and talking could do, and then you see the flip side of it, that people abuse it and do things that they shouldn't be doing with it, and you know, it's a constant struggle. The struggle is real, man. The struggle is real, and this struggle ends for us at 45 past the hour on the DJV show.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS. Noise canceling, the ultimate feature for headphones and earbuds. They're perfect for travelers, commuters, and noisy work environments. Sony's WI-1000X noise canceling headphones fit the bill. And what does the WI stand for? Wireless in-ear. Sony's Carl Warminiak has more.
And these are wireless earbuds. So these are the exciting new earbuds that you can put into your ear. There's no wires whatsoever. They come with this beautiful little case that you actually use to recharge the battery. It connects via Bluetooth and NFC. And these are noise canceling as well. These are the ultimate in style. And these are the ultimate travel warriors headphones to be able to use with them day in and day out.
Check out Sony's WI-1000X headphones at Sony.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
How is it spring already? Didn't you just make a New Year's resolution to lose weight? How is it 4 months later already and the weight is still there? Don't put it off another second. Calitrin is easier than any other resolution or diet plan you've tried. Take it just once a day. That's it. It's even safe if you're diabetic.
Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds. I have regained my energy. I have regained some mental clarity. I enjoy life again. It's just been amazing.
I'm Bob from Lancaster. I lost from 233 to 186, and I feel good. I sleep better. I highly recommend it.
So I got the Calitrin, and I tried it, and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful. I am happy.
All natural, drug-free, stimulant-free, Calitrin works for weight loss and more. Check it out at TopWoss.com. That's TopWoss.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
47 past the hour on the DJ V Show. Rich, Kara, and Victoria with you. Let's go through the rapid fire end of times, end of the world segment here.
Okay.
It's not that bad. But all right, so we're going to spend 1 minute each on the next three stories. The 737s are falling out of the sky. The Hyundais are crashing and exploding, spontaneous combustion, and the measles epidemic. So let's go. 737, Victoria, boom, go.
Well, the FAA expects to receive the final package of Boeing software improvements for the 737 MAX aircrafts in the next few weeks. However, the agency said that it will not approve the fixes for the installation until they have a rigorous review. Boeing last week proposed that software upgrades to the MAX will be focused on a flight control system known as MCAS, and that's designed to keep the plane's nose from pitching upward, which is actually what happened with the
right.
two that crashed.
Right.
They stalled out. And so now Boeing has said that they're going to review the flight control changes at its Renton, Washington facilities, and they've also said that they're going to mandate more pilot training, which they should have done from the very beginning. But
right.
that's essentially where we are with that.
All right. Next one. Hyundai's catching on fire for no reason.
That's
Let's
true.
Hear it.
Federal regulators are investigating. I thought you were going to be doing this. Now it's all on me.
No.
So federal regulators are investigating potential safety defects that might put 3 million Hyundai and Kia vehicles at an increased risk of catching fire. This is an engine issue that apparently happens with when it's not in a crash. And so far, they've had 3,000 complaints, 103 injuries, and even one death. The models included in this investigation include the Hyundai Sonata and Santa Fe and the Kia Optima Sorento and Soul.
That's all.
So,
Hey, listen, if you don't fall out of the sky and you don't catch on fire in your car, there's always a chance you could get measles. So, next story, Victoria, go.
The number of confirmed measles cases in the U.S. so far this year is officially higher than all of 2018, and
Woo-hoo!
We're only 3 months in. So new data from the agency shows 387 measles cases in 15 states through the end of March. Last year, there were only 372 total for the whole year. And so this is the latest figure. It's the second highest of measles counts since basically the disease was eliminated in the year 2000. So
there you go. Stay out of 737 Maxes. Stay out of your Hyundai and your Kia, and don't get the measles. At least you're not Jesse Smollett. You got that going for you. 50 past the hour on the DGV Show.
Anytime, any place.
place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Drum roll. Love that. Hit that snare. It's 53 past the hour on the DJV show. Doug out in Ireland. Victoria Cara with you. And along with Chuck and Elvis Presley. So, Chuck, why are we talking about Elvis this morning? I love it. Bring it on. Tell me.
Because Baz Luhrmann, the director of the movie Moulin Rouge, is going to direct an Elvis biopic. And Tom Hanks is going to play the manager, Colonel Tom Parker.
I like that. I like that.
That's great. I mean, if you have any adult role for anybody over the age of 55 in the business, I guess Tom Hanks would be the number one choice.
He's Mr. Rogers. He's Colonel Parker.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Anything now, who's going to play Elvis, though? Because that's going to make or break the movie.
I don't know the answer to that.
All right. So a couple of years ago, CMT, Country Music Television, had this great series about, it was called, was it Sun Records? I forget what it was. It was about Sun Records, the early years of Sun Records. And it kind of followed Elvis before Sun Records when he was in high school and Johnny Cash and Carl Perkins and Jerry Lee Lewis and all those guys. And it was an aspect of Elvis's life and that whole Sun Records $1 million quartet thing that you've never really seen. It was really interesting and really good. It was totally dramatic and they took license and everything, but it was really cool. And so what do we know what the storyline will be on this movie? Because I mean, you got to think. It's been done. How are they going to do it differently than it's been done?
Yeah, you're right. I mean, it's been done. You know, one of the best performances by an actor as Elvis, I think, was like...
Kurt Russell.
Kurt Russell. It was a TV movie directed by John Carpenter. He did a great job.
Yeah, he did a great job.
Wow.
Great job. Really good. And I will tell you, and Victoria, I told you this. What was the Christmas movie that just came out this past
right.
year?
Yeah.
With the little animals and everything like that, where Kurt Russell kind of does Santa Claus and Elvis combined. It's epic. It is so good.
Yeah.
You have to see it next Christmas when it comes out. So, but there's no storyline information on this yet, Chuck?
No, there's not. But I mean, this appears to be... besides the superhero trend, this appears to be one of the newer trends. I mean, you had Bohemian Rhapsody, which made a ton of money, made $1 billion worldwide, a very entertaining movie based on the life of Freddie Mercury. Got this new Elton John movie coming out this summer. It looks really good.
Did I hear a David Bowie movie in the works?
I heard there's a Bowie in the works, yeah.
I'm sure a lot of these musical biopics are going to be popping up. Because one, they're a good idea, and if they've done it right, I know there's been a Frank Sinatra biopic rumored for the last decade hasn't materialized, but that would be another.
It's funny. I watch a YouTube channel. The guy's name is Rick Beato. He's a well-known music producer and musician, and he talks about the music industry and music and just all aspects of music. It's a great YouTube channel. I highly recommend it. But
I got one other thing I want to bounce off you.
Yeah.
Newest superhero movie, which opens in 3 weeks, Avengers Endgame, which will be one of the biggest movies of all time. In my opinion. Now, the running time is going to be over 3 hours. So, some people say like 3 hours and 10 minutes. How long is too long to sit in a movie theater for a movie that you want to see? You think that's too long a running time or no?
It depends on whether the movie holds your... I mean, you always come out of these 3-hour movies and go, they could have cut this 20 minutes out of it. So we'll see. I mean, if there was 20 minutes that they could have cut out of it, then it was too long.
Listen, I think if this movie was 4 hours, people are going to sit through it. The fan base, certainly. I wonder if the theater owners, how they feel about the amount of show times they're going to get. But in multiplex, this is going to play on so many screens, it's not going to matter whether it's two hours, three hours, or four hours.
And thank you for interrupting my story a minute ago, Chuck, because this is a good story.
Oh, no problem.
Yeah. But, I mean, isn't a 90-minute movie, don't you feel kind of ripped off? You pay 13. I mean, you end up paying, you take the kids, everything, you're $100, and it lasts 90 minutes, and you're like, okay. we could have gone.
I always found the perfect running time for a movie is 1 hour and 50 minutes for me.
I'm down with that.
Two hours is good. It's better be really good if it's longer than 2 hours and 15 minutes. But 3 hours is a long movie. But this movie, I think, is more than justified to be 3 hours because there's a lot of material, a lot of different heroes. And like I said, this movie's going to make an absolute fortune at the box office.
My 12-year-old daughter and her friends had a sleepover the other night, and they wanted to watch Titanic, which runs 3 hours, and they made it through it. They liked it, but they were all depressed at the end. So
Titanic 7 times in the movie theater, 7 straight weekends. So that's one day of my entire life watching Titanic.
it's 58 past the hour on the DJV show.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.